This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What it do, boom.
Have you been looking for a new addition to your fitness routine lately?
Yes, and I have found one.
Really? Did you know that at-home boxing is one of the safest and most effective forms of exercise? Allow me to introduce you to Fight Camp. It's an interactive at-home boxing. Fight Camp brings the best workout in the world into your home and makes it fun. Explore thousands of workouts led by expert trainers with decades of experience teach you proper boxing form and technique. Fight Camp also has live punch counting stats that motivate you to push harder and help you map out your progress. Knockout achievements or go head-to-head against other members from across the country across the living room. Joe, have you done this product before?
Yeah, I actually started it last week, man.
Bro, what's it like?
It's really, you know, you don't have to leave the house or go to the gym, so there's no excuse not to exercise. It's right in front of you. The lessons are extensive. They're detailed, and that's good if you don't have any boxing training at all, which I don't. And the bag, it's not that cumbersome. You can stand it up wherever you want. You can put it to the side when you're not using it. And, I mean, between that, using the lessons and competing against whoever you want, friends, family, or just strangers around the world, it gives it an interactive part to it. It makes it a lot of fun, man. But I've really been enjoying it.
Yeah, one of the best things about Fight Camp is it makes boxing accessible to everyone. No matter what fitness level you're at, what your age is, what your experience with boxing is, you can do it. I know a lot of people out there, you know, probably haven't been to fight in their life, and Fight Camp can teach you, like, if you get bullied or get picked on, you know, you know at least you know how to punch somebody in the face, and you're going to have a great time. So how do you think you would rank on the Fight Camp leaderboard, Joe? Would you be in first place, you think?
Oh, I'm working my way up to the top 10 worldwide. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, good grief. So join the biggest boxing community in the world without leaving your home. Fight Camp packages start at just $99. Even off some great financing options, you can get started as low as $9 a month. It's so cheap. To get everything you need, go to fightcamp.com/Conan to learn more. That's fightcamp.com/KONAN.
I've been in really bad condition, because I haven't been training. And I used to train. I've been training since I was a little kid. And everything that we sell on this show, we use ourselves. And the Fight Camp has been incredible, because as Joe mentioned, because Joe's the one that told me about it, as Joe mentioned, you know, you don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to change. You don't have to park anywhere. You don't have to pay gym memberships. And plus, like, I used to box in the service. And so I have a punching bag in my garage. And when you hit it, it swings back and forth. And, you know, somebody's got to hold it for you to really, you know, punch it. And this, nobody has to hold it. It doesn't swing back and forth. You don't got to hook it from the top of the roof. It just stands on the floor. And you can go out there and you, and they have little video sessions. So if you only got 15 minutes, you can do a 15-minute workout. And it works every single, you know, muscle in your body. It's, I highly recommend it.
Go to fightcamp.com/Conan to learn more. That's fightcamp.com/KONAN.
So, yo, we're back with our sports talk, K100 Sports Talk, and we got Billy Body with us once again. I just want to say something real quick. I don't know if you follow college football, Billy. I know Disco does. I didn't know this, Disco, but that guy, the quarterback, Stetson Bennett. Did you know that he walked on to Georgia twice?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He would walk on, he proved. He beat out all these five-star recruits and transfers and everything. Like he beat out everybody.
Right.
You know, so he was kind of like a folk hero there. Bro, he went home after that game and picked up a shift at Raising Cane's Chicken Finger place where he works. The guy works at the Chicken Finger place.
Incredible.
I mean, like, you know, so like that's great. But I want to say this, and I want to know what Billy thinks about this. And I know Billy's not a more of a pro football fan than a college football fan. I'm not a big college football fan, and this is one of the reasons why I'm not a big college football fan. And it was accentuated this week in perfect clarity, okay? I can't stand that college football, the playoff system is determined by the whims of committees of people selecting the win, like who gets to play, which is absolutely, especially this year, okay? I see, like, this college playoff system would have been so simplistic. You take the five major conferences, okay? The conference championship is now a playoff game. I don't care if you're 8-3 against 11-0, whatever. If the 8-3 team beats the 11-0 team and wins the SEC, the 8-3 SEC champion goes to the playoff. Same thing with the other conferences. You get the five conferences. You get the however they're ranked, okay, 1-5. The two lowest ranked play a wild card game and against the other three. This year, this would have been the playoffs, okay, if they would have had the system on the way I want to do it. All right, Georgia would have been the SEC champion. Clemson would have been the ACC champion. Kansas State would have been the Big Ten champion. Utah would have been the Pac-10 champion. And Michigan would have been the Big Ten champion because they won the thing. Okay? You can't sit there and tell me that a game that finished, the championship game was 65-7, that my way would have been any worse of a turnout than the way it worked. Because the fact that you took a team that lost its conference championship game in TSU.
Right.
And
there's
then
no way you
in the playoffs?
You should keep going if you lost your championship game.
Right. Billy, do you agree with that? What do you think about the college football, the way they do it?
Yeah, it's I don't believe in anything at all that is not enticing for a casual fan, whether it be in wrestling or soccer or tennis or any sport in the world. Like this system, to explain it, if somebody's coming in, if my son, for example, wants to start watching this version of football, let's say he watches the NFL 1 year and he gets really into it and next year he wants more football. So I say, oh, there's college on Saturday too. How does that work? How do you start to explain how we end up with it doesn't, it's not enticing for a casual viewer. You need a simplistic system like where teams with winning records go through to a playoff. It's simple. Like it doesn't make any sense to do it this way.
I say, every team should have a very clear path to get to the championship, and they should know it before the season starts.
Right.
This way you can literally win all, like some teams win all their games, but the committee doesn't think they're good enough to play in the championship. So some teams are like undefeated. They're like Boise State 1 year is undefeated. They don't even put them in. And it's like, well, what else can you do as a football player than go out and win all the games? And you say, and we can't continue to play in the championship. It's ridiculous. It's like, I've never.
Yeah. That's like, I brought up this, and Glenn liked it. I brought up this analogy. Can you imagine if the Philadelphia Phillies beat Atlanta, but Atlanta kept going because they had a better record?
Right. This is
that's basically what happened with TCU and Kansas State.
Yeah.
You know, here's another thing I wanted to bring up. I don't know if you saw this, but I saw clips of this. And as you know, we're huge Pat McAfee fans. So he has a show on ESPN2, and he was doing the college football.
Like the way the Mannings do on Monday Night Football, right?
Yeah. First of all, let me just say, he brought Lou Holtz on, and you got to hear this. Go out of your way, Disco, and anybody that likes sports, the interview that Pat McAfee did to Lou Holtz, because he totally buried TCU, and it was great. Okay? But here's the thing I really want to bring up. I don't know if you read this, but the whole college football community was up in arms because he actually said this. He goes, "I personally would like to say thank you to the college football community for allowing me to penetrate you this season and be inside of you all year." Bro, he got dragged like you really
did.
Yes.
Oh,
you know,
God.
And then the worst part is, I'm thinking really the use of the word penetrating is cause for outrage. Come on. And then here's bro, he got dragged. Okay. And I think he even apologized, but the other thing was, it was Tim Tebow's birthday, and he sang happy birthday to Tim Tebow. And bro, I didn't know this, and neither did Pat McAfee, because he said it on his show. Did you know that singing happy birthday on TV is a big no-no unless you're ready to pay right fees? It costs like $100,000 to sing happy birthday on TV, and McAfee didn't know this.
Are you
How ridiculous
me?
Is that?
Who owns the song then?
Who the fuck
Joe,
knows?
Joe, look
but he's
that
getting
up.
Paid.
Joe, look that up.
Yeah.
Who owns the rights to happy birthday? Okay.
Maybe it's Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, who knows? Well, let's get to the one true sport that knows how to determine their champion, where if you win your division, you get a home game.
Right.
And if you have the best record in your conference, you get the bye.
Right.
Very clear.
Right.
So you don't have to be undefeated to win your division. If you just beat all the other teams, you get a home game like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did, even though they have a losing
record. First thing I need to bring out is, what a great – I mean, you couldn't have scripted this better. The very first play of the game, Nyheim Hines returns opening kickoff like – you know, almost 100 yards.
Right. You couldn't script it better. And if you're a conspiracy theorist, you couldn't script it better.
Right. Right.
Because, like, come on. It's like the week of the guy having the heart attack. And if you even brought up what happens next, people yelled at you because all that mattered was this guy's life. And this guy got better. And he was joking around on Instagram a few days later and everything. But, bro, you're trying to tell me that the week this happens – the Bills have two kickoff returns in one game, which is such a statistical anomaly. I don't think it's happened but one time before in the history of the NFL. It's like, come on. That's like, you know, that's like, if you're a conspiracy theorist, like, you're going, really? Come on.
But bro, like, the coolest thing is that he was in his hospital bed and he was treating OMFG.
Yeah, right.
You know, which was great. And then, you know, Josh Allen afterwards, he got very emotional. I can't remember a play that touched me so much, you know, and, you know, everybody doing all these things in support for him, you know. So it was a really good feel-good moment.
Well, we got to get to
the happy birthday thing. Sorry. It was owned by Warner Chappell Music. They've been making $2 million a year licensing it. But there was a lawsuit in 2016 that says the song is now public domain. So I don't know if
interesting.
Read the Pat McAfee thing, because they were saying that he had to pay for singing happy birthday.
But we got to talk about the elephant in the room.
Right.
Poor Billy. Aaron Rodgers has a home game winner get in against the Detroit Lions, and for some, you know, and people were actually talking about how this was a gift to the Packers, and that's a conspiracy, because the Lions could have possibly like been eliminated, which they were earlier in the day by the Seahawks. So they would have nothing to play for, and the people thought they were gifting this to Aaron Rodgers, right? But Billy, you tell me what happened. What went wrong in that game that you saw?
We can't win a playoff game. And this wasn't officially a playoff game on paper, but it's the same situation where if you need to win to advance. And so as far as I'm concerned, the playoffs started with that game, because that was the first knockout game. Right. Right?
Yeah, the first one to go home. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a winning in situation, and they couldn't see it through. They couldn't extend the lead throughout periods in that game. I mean, Rodgers all season has been thrown with a finger injury and whatnot. Over the last few weeks, he's been able to get something out of those receivers, like too little, too late. The defense has been a letdown this season because the defense is what we focused on in the draft, and they were supposed to be able to stop the run, which is the one thing last year's defense couldn't do, and they still couldn't stop the run. So everything that we did from the end of last season being eliminated to the end of this season has been incorrect. I don't know what to read into the fact that he didn't want to give his jersey to the guy. He said, I want to keep hold of this one.
Right. Yeah. Ominous.
But maybe
Rodgers is a little bit of a drama queen. I love him, but he loves. And here's the other thing, bro. What was that deal with that rookie linebacker, Quay Walker?
Bro, what a dumb move. You know, yeah. And I tweeted after the game, they show the guy in the going back to the locker room, he's literally crying, you know, but like whining like a baby. And I was like, I just wonder if like Aaron Rodgers like maybe has had it with like this team, you know. I mean, like you see the way these guys act and stuff, but whatever.
For me, Rodgers is a bit like Gareth Bale, where he has other stuff going on. I don't think he obviously loves football, but I don't think he's, you know, obsessed with it like Tom Brady. I think with the day Tom Brady stops playing, it's going to be a very, very sad day for him. But I think Rodgers is very much with it. I think this is just something that he does for like 5 months of the year, and he's good at it. Same way Gareth Bale was. Gareth Bale with soccer the last few years, you know, it was he got.
What else does Gareth Bale have going on?
Golf. He loves golf.
Let me tell you the weirdest thing I saw, which I couldn't believe. So they had it in the bag, you know, they had the first pick in the draft, and bro, on the very last play, they fucking win. It went right through the guy's hand.
Oh, the Houston and Indianapolis game. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Could you believe that?
That was so stupid. Like, they should just, you know, I don't know. Houston couldn't even lose right, you know? Like, geez,
right. Yeah. And they'd already made up their mind they were going to fire Lovie Smith anyways. Maybe he did it for the buck with them. You know, he said, yeah, you're going to fire me anyways? Fuck it. Let's try to win the game.
Well, this is the best time of the year for me because this is for TV and the networks, this is what they pay the big bucks for, the NFL playoffs. Fox, NBC, CBS, they're all into this. So this is going to be – all these games, even some of these shitty ones, are going to be watched by the highest-rated shows of the year. So let's start on Saturday. We got the Seahawks going to the 49ers, and the Seahawks are playing with house money because Geno Smith actually had a pretty good season this year.
Season. I think he was the number one-rated quarterback in the NFC.
They got in the playoffs, and they have the fifth pick in the draft through the trade with Denver because Denver's
– Yep.
So they're like they're playing with house money.
They're sitting pretty, yeah.
And San Fran looks like the best team. I don't care if Billy. I don't know if you think Kansas City's better, but the past 6, 7, 8 weeks, I think San Francisco's looked like the best team in the league. They're laying 10 points here this weekend against Seattle.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Seattle shouldn't really be here, should they? I mean,
but they are. That's scary.
They put together two. They started the season strong, and then they ended up finishing, 9-7 or 9-8?
9-8. I think 2-6 down the stretch or something like that too.
9-8. They needed to win their last two games. They got the Jets, who couldn't solve their like quarterback issues throughout the whole season, and it really got bad for them at the end. The Jets just completely crumbled. Seattle got to play them, and they got to play the Rams, who season ended about 7 weeks ago. So it's perfect as far as scheduling goes. And then you get that favor from Detroit. So everything is aligned with Seattle. Yeah, they are playing with house money. But when Carroll's saying that, you know, he's worried that we have to play San Francisco because they're a really good team, it already tells me that the season's done. Like, they did what they wanted to do, which was get here. San Francisco, who are one of the strongest defenses in the league and like to run the ball, despite having that strong defense and having mostly a running game, every week, 30. So, like, they score 30, they'll win, no doubt. We're talking betting, so we're just looking as to whether they can cover the line, which at the moment is 10. I can't see Seattle covering that line. I think this could be the widest, apart from one other game.
Let me be a devil's advocate and play one narrative that nobody's talking about. I mean, I'm not going to invest. I'll probably bet San Francisco to win, but I'm not investing in Brock Bird, Purdy. Mr. Relevant, the last guy in the draft, a rookie quarterback.
He's been 6-0.
This is the playoffs, though. Yeah. I'm not gung ho on sitting there saying, you know, okay, whatever. I got it. If he may have a bad game, and we've never, you know, two quarterbacks have never played a playoff game, so it's like a one given 10 points. So I don't know, you know.
I'm gonna give you my opinion. First of all, it's raining in California like a motherfucker, so this is gonna be a rainy game. But bro, you got Christian McCaffrey, Elijah Mitchell, Kenneth, Debo's back,
right?
You know, so. You know, that's going to be and also, if I'm not mistaken, San Francisco beat them twice this year already. Yeah. And it's at San Francisco. I actually think the two hottest teams right now in the NFC and AFC is Cincinnati and San Francisco. And I'm actually picking them to go to the Super Bowl.
All right. So next is your boy, Tony Khan.
Just run through the data, just to agree with Conan as well. San Francisco, 10-game winning streak. They've covered the spread in 7 of the last 8. They are 4-0 ATS in their last 4 games after allowing less than 15 points in their previous game. Seattle are 0-5 ATS in their last 5 versus the NFC. Seattle is 1-7 ATS in its last 8 overall. You're actually lucky to be getting 10 or 9.5 in some places. So I think this is a solid play this week. I don't think this is going to be a close game.
So Jacksonville got in the playoffs. I mean, with the worst division of football, but they looked good enough. And they got the Chargers, who had injured. Mike Williams has been playing hurt, and he played in the game this past week, and he got hurt again.
Bro, Brandon Staley's a nutbag.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have played all these guys. Joey Bosa got hurt. Mike Williams got hurt. You know, they say they might be playing in the game, but they're going to be playing hurt because I know Mike Williams hasn't been at practice.
Yeah, and Jaguars are a home underdog in this. So what do you think of this, Billy?
Yeah, I think across the board, I'm trying to look for as many potential underdogs as I can because it's quite a underwhelming wild round where you can see a lot of blowouts. So I saw a lot of people here picking the Chargers, and their reasonings were things like they're the better team and Chargers don't have a home field anyway, so it doesn't matter if they're going to Jacksonville. That's nothing to do with the game. The game is between Jacksonville and Chargers. It doesn't matter how the Chargers play at home. It's irrelevant. Like, so we're talking about Jags going on a run to get here in the past few weeks. And we're talking about the Chargers being inconsistent, not just this season, but being inconsistent in big games for the last decade. Even when they were San Diego as well, they get into these big games. But even when they had Philip Rivers as quarterback, they found a way to lose games.
That's very true.
But when they were close. So for me, I think I can't just take all favorites. So I think for me, this could be one of the potential upsets this week. I think too many people are just taking the Chargers because they feel that they're the better team and whatnot. But as I said, Jacksonville have gone on a run. They've gone on a run from being plus 600 to win that division. Obviously, they were aided by Tennessee just completely falling apart at the end. But the final game they had to play was Jacksonville versus Tennessee again last week, week 18. That's essentially a playoff game. So Jacksonville are coming here with some, you know, although not.
Yeah, they're right. I like teams that have played a playoff game and they had that experience already.
But now we're not talking in a literal sense because officially that wasn't a playoff.
But it's still the same pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So next is Skyler.
Who do you got here?
Let me make Jacksonville.
My prediction. Okay. Like, so let me just say this. Early in the year, they faced each other and the Chargers got destroyed. But Austin Eckler really didn't get the ball a lot, and Keenan Allen didn't play. Okay. These are two of my favorite team. I became a Jacksonville fan when I met Tony Khan, but I just think that a lot here is on momentum, and I think Jacksonville has more momentum than the Chargers, and I'm going to go with the upset.
So next is Skylar Thompson is quarterbacking the Dolphins against the Bills. The Bills are huge favorite, 13.5. I don't really, I mean, it's hard to really like say much about this game. Except I don't, the Dolphins have no chance of winning this game with Skylar Thompson at quarterback. Can they stay within 13.5? I don't know. It's not, there's not a lot of drama in this. I think it's the Bills in a big win.
Yeah. I mean, historically, obviously, a lot of sharps are going to be looking at these lines, and it's almost automatic to go with the double-digit dogs, especially when you get to playoff season and you think, oh, my God, look, there's a double-digit dog. That has to be wrong because they've had a good season. They've got to the playoffs. The last 5 years, this has happened 8 times, and the favorite has covered 7.
Right.
So double-digit favorites in the last 5 years are 7-1. Yeah. So normally when you see a double-digit favorite, like they do, it's for a reason. And there's a big disparity in quality. So that's I think will be the case here as well. I have a feeling, just for extra motivation, nothing to do with sports handicapping. This is just a gut, and I don't know anything about this. I feel like Hamlin will come out before the game and wave to the crowd or something because he's been sent back to Buffalo.
Right. He's sent back home. He's home
yeah,
now.
And me too.
And I think he's going to be there. And I think that's just going to set the place off. It's just going to be an extra boost for the Bills. And obviously the quarterbacking situation for Miami is an issue anyway. Yeah, I think if the Bills get out in front in the first quarter, I'm not talking like a field goal. I'm talking if they can score themselves a touchdown in the first quarter, I think it's just going to snowball. I don't see how 13 doesn't get up there. I'm not scared of this number at all.
Right. So next
yeah,
is...
Can I get my shit in?
Go ahead.
I agree with everything that fucking Disco said. But bro, even though the Dolphins are my team since, you know, for many, many years, this is a third string quarterback behind Tua and Teddy, you know, and Buffalo's going to run all over them.
Yeah. So next is...
These two teams only played in week 15. And even like, you know, we'd all agree that even when Tua was quarterback, the Dolphins' defense is their strongest area. But the Bills put 32 points up on the Miami defense in week 15, which is 3 weeks ago. So I don't see what changes it. They put up anywhere near 30, they'll cover the line.
Right.
So then the Giants play the Vikings. But Bill, do you know what the line was? These teams played a few weeks ago. What was the line when they played a couple weeks ago?
4, and now it's 3.
Okay, now it's 3. And I don't know, you know. The Giants covered the 4, right? That was a 3-point game. I think they covered, didn't? Yeah. So it's a. I mean, that's
that
all the Vikings. All the
was that
all
the
Vikings
field goal? Was that like the 62-yard field goal?
Like that? Yeah. So yeah. I think this is, bro. All the Vikings do is play close games. Like it. So I don't see this any different to me. I think it's a 3-point game. I would probably take the Giants because I think the Vikings are kind of like I don't want to say fraudulent, but. This is the thing that, you know, Kirk Cousins is playing in that wrong time slot where he's not statistically, I think he's 16-26 against the spread when he doesn't play at 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time. And I think he's like, I think the thing is like 27-13 when he does, or so there's a considerable difference. He's like 60% when he plays at 1 o'clock Eastern. And when he doesn't is like 16-26, whatever it is. Right. I don't know. The Giants kind of like, you know, they're hard to bet against because they just seem to play hard and, you know, go ahead.
So how about this bet? Like, do you get these? I know your book's a bit funny, who you bet with, but obviously you're based in Vegas as well. Do you get a winning margin market? Do you see that market winning margin?
Yeah, you can do that on my app, on William Hill. Only for big, like Monday Night Football, the Sunday night. Right. Not for every game, though, right?
Well,
yeah,
this is a playoff game, so you should be able to. Minnesota right. Vikings to win by 1 to 6 points, between 1 to 6 points, is plus 300.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
For to win by 7 to 12 points is plus 500. So you got to pick the exact winning margin. The one to six point winning margin, which is Minnesota have got an 11-1 record in that margin this season. It's plus 300.
Right. Wow, that's a good bet.
It is. Yeah. I mean, considering the record, yeah.
Yeah. Well, just they play close games, so it's like the easiest thing to do. Okay, just either take the Giants on a teaser or play that bet. You know. So, what do you think about this, Cody?
Well, Here's the problem. They played a couple weeks ago when the guy hit that fucking 60-yard field goal. And, you know, Jefferson and Hockenson went nuts. You're over 200 yards receiving. But in that game, Adoree Jackson and Xavier McKinney, who are two great defensive players, were not in the game. And as you know, Minnesota's defense is fucking brutal, you know. And you got to love Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. A lot of people are picking the upset, but every time I bet against Minnesota, they win. I'm going to go with the Purple People Leaders here.
Oh.
Yeah.
So next is a rematch from last week. The Bengals are taking on the Ravens. I love the Bengals and Joe Burrow. I think he's on a mission again. He just collects. It's like, that's why I was disappointed that that Bills game got called off, because it's like Joe Burrow is like collecting scalps. Like, if he has a quarterback match, like, he's beaten Mahomes three times, I just think he's looking at this as, like, he wants to be, like, the man going forward with Brady getting to retire, right?
Plus, I think Lamar Jackson isn't playing, right?
Yeah, and they got the third-string quarterback in again. The guy was atrocious. But the Bengals are favored by 9. They're favored by 9.5. I should be a similar game to last week, you know, especially that third-string quarterback. We got two games where third-string quarterbacks are playing, and that's not good for the NFL, but I see a comfortable win here for Cincinnati. What about you, Billy?
Yeah, and this will take us back to next week when the Bills are going to be playing Cincinnati again next week, but this time it's in Buffalo. And had that game counted and been fair, it should be the game next week should be in Cincinnati. So let's see if that comes back to be a big controversy. But
right.
I don't think the Bengals have anything to worry about. This for me is just the easy game before it gets real. They could face the Bills next week, and then they could face the Chiefs, who Joe Burrow keeps beating. So with all that said, that makes the Bengals a very, very good bet to actually win the AFC. As for this game, you can't bet against the Bengals. They've won 7 in a row. They've covered the spread in 7 in a row.
Being well, there's 23-3 now against the spread now.
Yeah. they are the league best 12-3 ATS this season. So you're coming up here against Baltimore. No Lamar Jackson. I think he's confirmed he's not going to play. The spread's still at 8.5 because he wasn't expected to play anyway. Yeah, I just don't see this game being close. I'm not worried about these games that are considered to be landslides this week. I think the lines are okay. San Francisco 9.5, Bengals 8.5, Buffalo 13, 13.5. Yeah, I'm not worried about any of these games. I don't think particularly going to be fun to watch. But
let me give you this, Billy. 3-leg money line parlay with 49ers, Bills, and Bengals is 3-5. That's not bad. Like, it's -167 on the American line. That's not bad at all.
167, yeah, that's okay. Yeah,
right, Cody, yeah, you got any comment on this?
I agree with both of you guys on this game.
All right, so here's the one we always love: when the home team with the losing record gets a playoff game against a better team, Cowboys 12-5. This opened at 3, Dallas. To favorite at Tampa, but it already got off the 3, and people are taking Tampa Bay. It's -2.5. What do you think, Billy?
Oh, this is the toughest.
So, and it's on Monday Night Football too. This is the first time ever Monday Night Football playoff game.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I thought they did last year. What did they do last year?
They did do it last year. I don't know, but I just know this is the Monday Night game. So
yeah, I thought they might have started last year. I'm not sure because I think because remember this is the extra playoff game. The number 2 didn't play till last year for the first time.
Right. Let me look here. But go with your analysis.
Yeah, this is really difficult. Like, I'm still going through like data here. There's two strong trends, but they both like counteract each other. The Cowboys are 7-1 against the spread in their last 8, following an ATS loss, which they had last week. But the Bucs are 4-1 ATS in their last 5 playoff games. That is actually relevant data. I don't really like historical data for American sports because of the change in personnel. But the fact is that the Bucs have pretty much played the playoffs last year with the same team. So,
well, with Tom Brady's their quarterback too.
Yeah,
Brady. We have a statistical window, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have Gronkowski, but some of the elements are still there. A lot of the same receivers. The defense is still very strong as it was before. So this is a defense that has underperformed at times throughout this season. It was supposed to be a lot better. I'm just wondering if these players click. But you know, throughout the weeks, they're in a must-win situation against the Cardinals. They scraped through with hurry-up offense at the end. They're in a situation where they needed to beat the Panthers. They needed a lot of luck to win that game in the last week. So I don't know if they, unless they come in here and play hurry-up offense from the get-go and just do something different. I mean, this is a game that we've been targeting. We've discussed this game before. We discussed this game 3 weeks before it happens, if you recall, like even right. before the Bucks beat the Panthers. And for me, I think the situation is the same. I'm not put off by what's happening to the Lions, because that's always going to happen. You've got Tom Brady in the playoffs going up against a Cowboys team that lost last week. And people will be angry because Cowboys were a parlay buster last week for people. Nobody had Washington winning. So people act emotionally. When they lose money on one team, they don't want to bet on them the next week. They have an emotional reaction. Fuck that team. I hope they lose next week. I'm going to bet, like that kind of response. So I believe that the Cowboys are still the much better team. I'm not putting too much weight into playing at half an effort last week. And I think they should still win this game. For Bucks to win, they're going to have to do something drastically different because nothing they've done really has worked this year. Apart from the
bro, I'm a hater with the Cowboys. Tom Brady's actually 7-0 against them. But, I'm going to go with the Buccaneers.
All right. We'll see how they go this weekend. Cool. That's good.
Who's your pick?
Oh, I like Tampa Bay.
Why? What reason?
I'm not buying into McCarthy and stuff. The Dallas can't win playoff games. Until they start, I'm the same spot. You're going against Tom Brady. I just think it's,
Dallas is a lot like the Chargers. They lose in the playoffs.
And bro, Tom Brady is very difficult to beat. He said, like, there's teams that have gotten out, like, last year, the Rams got out to another big lead against him, and he just came back. There's something about Tom Brady in the playoffs is hard to beat. And I'm not going to think
and
that
remember,
Dak
not
Prescott
only that,
and Mike McCarthy are going to beat these guys yet.
A couple weeks ago, he threw for over 400 yards.
It's like kind of like he kind of got woke up, getting ready for playoff time is what it looks like to me, So I don't know. That's I'm not, if this was San Francisco at Tampa, and they'd probably be favored like 6 points and everything, I would take San Francisco to beat them handily. But I just don't – I'm not trusting Dallas. I mean, they have no playoff history. Yeah. None. Show me Dallas Cowboys playoff history the last 15 years. And you're playing against Tom Brady. So right. I'm going Tom Brady.
Here's a stat from the regular season. So Tom Brady, by not covering last week, because he had – this. The stat was there the week before where if he didn't cover in any of the next 2 weeks – then he would get this stat. He is the worst. He had the worst season in the history of football for covering this for a quarterback for covering the spread.
I agree, bro. I picked him. I took him the fourth quarterback taken in our fantasy football league. And last year he was number one until the three touchdown game a couple weeks ago. He was 27th.
Yeah.
I'm talking about covering, but it shows you he's there. Right. Yeah. They underwhelmed.
Favorites, but they didn't cover anything. So
right.
he's statistically now the worst quarterback in history for covering the spread.
Like if we could go back in a time machine and like go back to the beginning of this football season, we would just bet a Tampa Bay Cincinnati, bet against Tampa Bay and bet Cincinnati and parlay every week.
Yeah,
you'd make a fortune, right? But we'll see what happens. We'll get back together and see what happened last week, and we'll talk about the games of next week too.
Yeah, and let me just wrap up that question Conan had about the happy birthday song at Pat McAfee. Apparently, he was just misinformed, Conan. He was reading from a 2008 article before it became public domain, so he just didn't know it became public domain 2016.
One thing I forgot to give out just to sort of add more weight to your two's argument. The Cowboys hate playing the Bucks. They're 1-5 ATS in the past six meetings. So they actually can't beat this team. But the under is 6-1 in the last seven.
Time out. I forgot about this. I saw this on the TV the other day. So Sean Payton, okay, he's been an excellent analyst this year. I think the Cowboys are 0-3. What's their record on grass this year? They're not good on grass. And he says Payton thinks the reason they're not good on grass is because the first step, it slows down the defensive line getting off the ball on grass. And it kind of negates their pass rush a little bit, which would be good for Brady. And like they have trouble on grass this year. He said that's why they're a fast track turf team that does not play well on the grass. So we'll see. That could be something, So.
And for those of you wanting some NBA talk, once the NFL is over, we'll be getting into the NBA because that's, we all like basketball. Billy, want to thank you for bringing on the sports segment. Where can people find you and check out his lock betting?
Conan, let me ask you something quickly before we go because it's a big topic in England tonight.
Right.
Chelsea fans on the radio, they desperately want great Chelsea fans. They desperately want Potter sacked tonight.
Right.
So would you give him any more time or would you just get rid of him straight away? Because he's supposed to be part of a long-term project and he hasn't been able to sign a single player yet. He got João Felix and he got sent off today after coming on for 13 minutes. So, yeah. And they lost to Tony Khan's Fulham.
I know. Can you believe that, bro? Fulham is doing good, aren't they?
I mean, Tony Khan, the only thing that's underwhelming is AEW the ratings. Jacksonville's overperforming.
Fulham's overperforming.
And
yeah.
It's funny, too. It's like Tony Khan likes... He likes AEW more. If I had what Tony Khan did, if I had the football team, the soccer team, and then the wrestling, I would just have somebody running my wrestling show right now and just... I'd be all in on the sports.
Bro, you should see how much he knows about the NFL, bro. It's ridiculous. He knows a lot.
Yeah.
You know? But anyways, I would get rid of Potter.
Right. All right. So, where to find me? So, we haven't discussed them, but there are two biggest derbies, actually, in the EPL this weekend. I'm going to the one on Saturday, Manchester United versus Man City on Saturday morning. And then on Sunday, you've got Arsenal versus Tottenham. All of my betting picks are over at lockbetting.com. The Twitter account is at lockbetting.com. I send you there not to abuse me, but to look at the pinned tweet, which is actually my spreadsheet. So every single month we come on here, Disco says it, Conan says it, and they promote the site. But all you need to do, if you have any doubts, just go there, look at the spreadsheet. And underneath that spreadsheet on the pinned tweet, which is the P&L from the previous month, there's all the members from my Patreon who are commenting or liking that account. I don't own these accounts. These people are paying for the service. They've won money and they put their comments down the bottom. So it's all verified. It's 115 months in a row of profit. We've just smashed the World Cup. The World Cup where I actually came on here and told you who the winner was going to be before it started. So this is not like me saying things afterwards. I gave the winner out, the Golden Boot winner, the Golden Ball winner, picked the World Cup final as soon as Benzema was out. I said that would give make the France team easier to pick. So, yeah, all of that was done in December. And you can sign up for January, get the NFL playoffs, WWE Royal Rumble, and all of the EPL picks. If you want to check out my betting content for free, you can now hear me talking about sports here. And also over on the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm the host of the EPL show on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. Sorry. So I'm on the, it's owned by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, but I am the host of the Soccer Gambling Podcast where I cover the EPL and the Italian League. I'm also on the Lock Betting Podcast as well, where not this week, but next week, the Bundesliga comes back. That's where I exclusively cover the Bundesliga. And you'll also get a betting preview of the WWE Royal Rumble. So subscribe to the Lock Betting Podcast. This is free shit. So lockbetting.com is the Patreon site. The Lock Betting Podcast is free. The Soccer Gambling Podcast is free. So if you don't want to dive in and spend your money, you can listen to me here or there or at Lock Betting. So you can get a good sample of free stuff as well.
And I will attest to this. I like soccer. I don't know as much about it as I would like to. I listen to Billy. Excellent podcast every week. You're just more informed and you're just a lot smarter about what about.
Yeah, and let me also add this. Nobody I know puts out the record out there for you to review it. He's putting it out there to show you his winning, and we've all made money with him. And I've had people complain to me, oh, Billy was wrong with this and Billy was wrong with that. Please tell me somebody that's never been wrong. Of course you're going to fucking be wrong, but he's more right than wrong. That's why you bet on it, you know? Right. So if you want to make some money, go to lockbetting.com.
A strong betting record in Vegas and what the guys aim for is 56%. That's like the top like handicappers in Vegas, what they'd be aiming to hit. I don't think I've ever hit that. I don't think I've ever been that low in any month where my P&L spreadsheet. So, there's two colors on there. Like when I get a pick wrong, it's red. My spreadsheet has never been 44% red. So you can just go look at that.
Bro, take our word for it. The guy's got it's all out there so you can read it. He doesn't just say it. And we've made money with him. So, bro, get your bets on, especially now, playoff time at lockbetting.com. And, yo, I want to thank you on one more time for being on the show on this sports segment of K100. Boom!